Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. I'd like to start the show with a sound, a song. Knew you. It's something to test for a person to connect with real guidance and a real education. Kind of like a first step of getting into real universes of real freedom and out of these psych realms that we're experiencing here to become more aware of what is real, to have a comparison of what isn't. We're definitely seeing what creation is. All of our experiences that we're having, and with this modern technology, all the information, whether it's fact or not, there's so much of it available. If a person is wanting to find out things, I was thinking about this, these words called sound and light, and the isness life is. It sounds like these psychic bodies we have, the physical, the astral, the causal, the mental, the etheric, are just coverings of our real self or our real awareness, or to be here to experience this psychic stuff as a comparison, so we'll know the difference by what we see is a way not to be in a way to be. I don't know, maybe you, Val, or if anybody else is there, would like to mention anything about the sound and light or real awareness. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the real awareness, that's the true reality, as they call it. That's your real awareness. It's not the experiences we have here in creation. It's to recognize the real experiences, I mean, the real recognition through your experiences. So creation is just here for our benefit, or to see the comparisons. So it's set up a certain way, and that's what people have to figure out. Kind of have to, like, you really can't figure out life, but you can see how it works. You have to learn how to see it and be it, as Dwayne puts it. You have to learn how to see it and be it. And that's the part you figure out. I mean, life itself, you can't really figure it out because it just is what it is. But you can learn how to see it. And that's up to each individual to how they're going to relate to it. And it's easy to relate to creation, because we've been conditioned and we have our impulses and routines and everything. But how are you going to relate to this isness or this reality that just is, this life itself? That's what you got to figure out, if you're going to figure out anything, because you could say life is what it is, and people who try, like psychologists or scientists or metaphysicians, people who explore and research and meaning of life, and there is no meaning. It is what it is. You know, you just take it for what it is and use the experiences to become more aware, because all you really can do is to see it and then eventually to be it. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Mel. It's sounds like to become more aware is the real cure for all, I hear. Well, and this word called intent, we're hearing all about these things that are affecting us here in creation, the poisons of the water, the air, and the food, and the controlling authorities and brutalitarian ways that seem to be happening right now on Earth in many ways. The wars are still happening right now. People are being blown up and all kinds of different ways that they're being affected by poisons. And it's really interesting to see what's really going on right in front of us all when we seem to pay so little attention, like it's so unimportant. It's only about making money and having material things and having a physical health. But what it really seems like is what's really important is to get to have some real guidance and a real education so that we can get out of these psych realms and not have to be in a place in life where it's got so many disturbances that we really get tired of experiencing these things over and over and over. And now more than ever, it's looking like the powers that be in this material realm are having their way about changing, transforming us humans into being mind-controlled robots for them and food for them. And so to have the opportunity when a person is ready to get out of these psych realms, and what's being offered to test is the new you song sound, to see what happens, what life shows you in your dreams and in your experiences, to see if things are, that you become aware of things that you didn't know. So many people seem to think they know so much on this earth, and they have these universities and these religions and the scientists, and it only seems to be that I'm becoming aware of that they're making it worse instead of making it better here in this physical realm by their actions, their causes, and that they affect all the rest of us on Earth, thinking that they're the authorities and they know best and convince people that, oh, this is best for you. But it's looking like it's all for their benefit, and they could care less about any of us, like these so-called gods of man that people are worshiping and begging to and thinking that they're going to save them from all the effects that they're causing to themselves by driving around in the vehicles by the billion on the earth, and all the pollution that it causes, the carbon monoxide. And then you have all these things involved in the on earth with drugs and alcohol, which if a person is testing the new you sound song, it would probably be giving guidance to get away from alcohol and get away from drugs, put up with a change, because from what it looks like is that it only leads to a lower astral realm where it's even worse than here in this physical nightmare at times. If you were in a country that's got starvation and disease and war, all kinds of insanity going on, whether it's mind controlling stuff that causing people to do certain things that they wouldn't normally do. It doesn't sound like the opportunity to escape these psych realms is going to last very long. These cycles that the psych realms go through, and when we get to a point that the real guides see that a person is sincere and wants to know what life's all about, and I guess it's more than knowing, it's getting to live a life that's not being controlled and used and in many ways. It's just fascinating how all this stuff on earth is created for the detriment of all the beings on this speck of dirt, instead of making it for the benefit. There's people wouldn't be starving, and people wouldn't be dying from diseases, and people wouldn't be getting killed in wars if the awareness was that the actions that people do, which is cause, have effects, and it comes back on a person. So you'd think that the person wouldn't want to do something to others that they wouldn't want done to themselves. But it seems like a whole lot of the beings on this planet aren't aware of that at all, don't think that that's truth or something. They're only thinking that, oh, they're so important and others aren't. And they don't care about others. They only care about the selfish self, what they want. But maybe they're all beings of light too, that are going through a process that maybe we've all had to go through. Maybe once upon a time we were brutalitarians and authoritarians, and so we have to suffer the effects of things we caused in previous lives. Or anyway, why we have these radio shows and Skype groups and trying to provide information about the new presentation, the wonderful worldwide educators, the United Nations United Universal University stuff, and child care, and and all solar research vessel projects and things for all to try and share things with others to help them have an opportunity to check it out for themselves so that they can escape for this human farming prison planet. I'm trying to think that when a person doesn't have any of the physical bodies or the mental bodies or astral or causal or etheric, then they don't have any eyes and they don't have any ears and they don't have any what we call the physical senses, touch and smell and taste. And it sounds like it's pretty much just a ball of light, in a way, I guess. And that there's sound involved. Because without all these physical things that seem to be Maya, illusion, just a creation, that has its purpose, I guess, that I wonder what this viewpoint is of being a ball of light and in the real universes of sound and light. I guess it's all like an energy or something, awareness. I was seeing things that somebody was saying about Nikola Tesla and about his relationship with energy and how it is that it can travel just by thought. You don't nearly need these physical things like flying saucers or, you know, planes or anything like that. If a person gets in tune with the energies that exist, the awareness or the viewpoint or whatever it's called, it's all the same place. It's all just what is real. I don't know if we have Claudia on today or if she'd like to mention something about her experiences in these psych places, realms, and experiences with other beings that are having effects on man.
I don't see her on today, Tim. No.
Oh, okay. Great.
You and me, thanks. Looks like.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe somebody will hear us when they check it out on the smartphone or computer or whatever. Yeah. And I do see a certain amount of people, like 35 or so, that it seem to be interested in what Dwayne has wrote in his Adventure Is series, the new books. I do notice that it seems to be growing a little bit, that maybe some people are talking to other people and that they're checking out what's being read and said. And so that's encouraging to see that when a person is trying to share something with others to for their benefit, and that there does seem to be some people putting out an effort to find out more than they know about life already. There's so much going on. Yeah, go ahead, Sal.
You mentioned the sound, and I was just looking at the new you sound that we sing, and that's the connection. That's the sound right now to connect with this reality that we're talking about. So it's your link. It's basically your way out of here, but you still have to recognize it. So you can sing it, but
yeah,
there's still you still have to do something. You know, you can just sing New You all you want 24/7, but still there's that's like part of it. It's a major part of it because that gets you going, but there's more. It's like making a cake. You got, it's not just the sugar, it's the flour and all the other ingredients, vanilla and whatever else you put in there. So that gets you going. That's like the starter and the bread dough. So that's key. And it is like a sound. It's a vibration. And that, because basically the creation worlds are vibration and a light. But the real universe is the isness. That's still recognition. I think I heard Dwayne say that it's even out of that area of sound and light. It's a recognition. It's an isness, and it doesn't even have to do with that. But that'll get you started. It'll make that connection, initial connection. So
yeah, that's such a treasure. It's like the yeah. Go ahead, Val.
Well, you know, most people are in their senses and their mind, so that's a start. You know, but the idea is to get past that and see your real awareness, and to get you know, beyond these things that people think is reality, which are the senses and the mind. But that takes a little doing. That's what the new you helps to kickstart you with, to get out, to see more, to be able to see more, maybe with your real side experiences or with your intuition. Things will start happening, and if you pay attention, you'll start picking up on it. Now, how life is showing you more for your benefit. And then when we step up, everybody steps up, and, you know, part of not just singing the new you, but everybody steps up, contributes, and they support each other, and then it becomes more of a reality, especially here in creation. And that's what, like you say, that's what we're doing with the Skypes and the radio shows, etc. We're doing, you know, we're contributing by just assisting people to become more aware in how the process works.
Yeah, it's like being trapped inside the earth and you see a little light. It's like your chance to get out of this stuff. And maybe a lot of people are to the point where they're really sincerely asking to experience whatever it takes to get to know what is real. It does seem like a person can stay stuck with their habits of this is all that there is, the one life to live stuff that they think is how life is and what would it take. But what experiences do we have to go through to get our attention that there's more to life than we know? It's like, what do the real guides offer and are trying to demonstrate for humans at this point right now about life, because we sure haven't seemed to pay much attention for thousands of lifetimes. Maybe that's what it takes to get to a point where we're ready to experience more than we have and been kept doing over and over and over again. Time to change. But what would make a person want to change? It's like habits are so strong. People on Earth, you see that the coffee habit is very strong with so many, and businesses are making masses of money off of people's addiction to their coffee, and the same with cigarettes, and same with alcohol, and the same with drugs, all these things, and food. And we see them in ourselves, what lifestyles we've gone through, and our lust for food that tastes good instead of just being good for us. And it does seem like it would take a lot for some of us to have to change so many things about ourselves that are we're making the wrong decisions, it seems like, and sticking with them instead of changing for trying something better for the physical health and the mental health. And like, the world seems to be getting more and more loaded full of drugs and new drugs more than ever. I was amazed that this state of Oregon here, they have a information out that 1 out of 5 people in this state are addicted to drugs. It was amazing to think that there could be that many people. It's almost the worst in the United States.
Mm. Wow. What Dwayne is presenting is so real that it can't even exist at all. He said this before. It's about seeing more, but it's also, you know, are you willing to go beyond what you think you know? I mean, people like talk about Santa Claus and Tooth Fairy and gold at the end of the rainbow and things like that. That's sort of like a part of, you know, well, that can't really exist, but that's still kind of in a mental, imaginative area. But the isness, they can't even wrap their anything around that, and you can't really wrap anything around that, like imagination even. So what you have to do is to take the risk and go beyond what you think you know. Most people are willing to do that. And also I see what Dwayne here is, he talks about the creation is an idea that life provided for us to help us wake up. So it's kind of interesting. If you look at the isness, and if it was like an entity or some kind of, you know, entity, it's just an idea. Creation, just an idea. And think about all the ideas we have during the day, or thoughts. It's just one little thing. So if isness was an entity, this is just one little idea. There's so much more to it. But it did create it. It create creation for us, for our benefit, to help us to wake up. That I've heard Dwayne say that it's an idea, isness is idea. So it's not really real. The isness is real. It's an isness. But out of it comes an idea, which is creation, which is not real. It's just something to relate to a reference to that, that helps us to see what is real. It's kind of interesting the way it works.
Yeah, this idea we're experiencing. And then at this here and now thing we call time right now, it's who is really special and important to the rest of the earth? It would seem like unless a person has got some information, experience, either with the Eckencore Corporation and found out about beings that they call masters, which are, that was a name they used for a while to, so people would try to understand what they were saying. Some guidance, but now they're called universal guides. And how many people are actually talking about the real guides out of all the masses? Billions is a lot. It's very amazing. The amount of people that are aware that there even are universal guides that are here for the benefit of everyone. And it sounds like all they can do is provide the opportunity for us to have a means of earning our way out of these psych realms, this idea stuff that what everybody's intent is our intent to get to the real universes, or is our intent to just be someone that wants to be heard here in the physical and astral and dealing with these other beings, or trying to be free of other people's controlling how and what we do, and especially this stuff that's going on with 5G and the radiation it puts out and how it affects human bodies and the nanoparticles from the air that are being dumped all over the earth to cause the physical being to be mind controlled. And that seems like, what chance does a person have of getting some real guidance and a real education if they're mind controlled not to? I don't know what the real guides would be able to do for a person that's mind controlled.
Dwayne,
that seems to be what's about taking place on Earth now. Yeah, go ahead, Val. Just some more to think about.
Yeah. Well, the real guides are like, Dwayne's put it this way, like our parents or like our teachers in grade school. You know, basically, we're at that level, most people, like little kids. And little kids, you know, need someone to show them certain things. So that's all the guides are doing, is showing us certain things. And it's like, we just like a child growing up with a family. Well, it's pretty soon, and you know, after parents show them, you know, a few things, fortunately, if they have good parents, they'll be able to really enhance his survival here with the right knowledge. But after that, then he has to get out of this, you know, go away from his family and basically start his own life. And that's what people don't see, is they want to keep with the they want to keep with their parents, like a lot of kids do these days, because it's hard for them to make a go of it because of the state of the economy. So a lot of, including my own kids, are still with their mother. So a lot of kids are living at home still, and they're 40, 50 years old. So, but what we're talking about too, it's more like you have to eventually go away from the home and start your own life. So this is what the guides provide, that they show you certain things that are needed for your survival out there in the real universes, and how things work, and then you can go about it whichever way you want. Just like you have a choice when you graduate college what you want to do, what kind of job you want to get into, and you know, you probably had a degree, so you're focusing on something, but you still have choices. Well, people no longer have choices in the world. Everybody's, you know, their preacher, their guru is telling them how things are, you know, how heaven is, how you do this and, you know, that, and everything's set up for them. Well, life is not like that. And that's what the real guides are providing for us. They're just giving us the tools and the procedure, how it works, so we can go out in life, or we can go out into the real universes and do what we do to contribute. So the whole like MO is different than what most people think and have been raised as. So learn to pivot off your real awareness. That's the key. Instead of pivoting off your senses and your mind, if you can see through to this, who you really are, we call it the real awareness, and that, use that as a anchor point instead of your desires, you know, and your mind and your senses, because they will go nowhere. I mean, no, you know, you use them, but they don't, eventually they'll end up going nowhere with them.
Yeah, I still wonder about if you're a parent and somebody is affecting your child, like with these nanobots and radiation and all these things, you'd think that they don't have the ability to protect themselves. The children of the earth, they're being affected by things that they have no control over. Well, maybe I shouldn't say no control.
Well, it is. The government's trying to take your kid, you know, a lot of times away. They'll claim that, you know, you're not raising them the way the state wants you to. So it's just the state of affairs right now. It is tricky for parents. I mean, it really is. There's a fine line between how much you go along with them and then and you don't, because you don't agree. I mean, to a certain extent, you kind of have to go along with things, but then it can get real bad, like with the vaccinations, where it would really harm your kid. So what are you going to do? Move to another state or move out of the country, or, you know, that's a big one too, the vaccination issue and how it's harming the children. And are you going to, you know, sit there and inoculate your kid? So it's tricky.
It seems like the universal guides aren't interfering with the beings that are trying to turn the humans into mind-controlled robots. It's kind of like if they're your parents, Why don't they prevent these beings, brutalitarians, authoritarians, from dumping the nano bots and the all this stuff on the humans? It's, you think that as a parent, you'd prevent that if you could. Maybe it's just we have to have these experiences, but I don't see how, if a person's mind controlled, that they have any chance to have real guidance and a real education, because they're mind controlled not to. Their mind is controlled to do this or that, or go to this school, or on and on. So I don't know. I guess it's the way it has to be.
Well, I have a take on that. You know, it is like Dwayne has said, enough is enough. So there's things in the makings. There has to be a foundation for what, you know, we can do first, built up. But he said, yeah, things are getting so bad that it's just enough is enough, that the guides will step in and do something. But it does take agreement. They can't just override people's free will if they're agreeing to all this. So the art or the challenge is to, you know, how can you get a person's agreement for them to save themselves? No one's going to save them, but how to help them wake up to their real self. Because the agreement part, that's the big issue here. It's like, yeah, things are going bad, but if people keep agreeing to it, then the real guides can't really do anything. But what's happening now with the projects, and that's part of like helping people to see what is going on first, and then from there they can make the better choices. It's not like they're going to come in and change things. It's not about change, but it's about waking up, becoming more aware, and then things from that, things will get, offset what's going on here.
There's so much going on right in front of everybody right now on Earth. You see that this Pakistan and who is it? India or something have their whatever you want to call it, mental attitudes, and aren't seemingly getting along very well, and they have atomic weapons, both of them, I guess. And then you have the United States looking like they have a reason to go kill people again in Iran if Iran doesn't act the way that the United States government wants them to. It's getting to a point where everything could go, I guess, called crazy with their powers anytime, it seems like. And then you have these people, whether it's true or not, that are claiming that they travel through time and they come back, and some are saying that it is going to happen. These atomics are going to be used. And so I don't know if people are even paying attention to that. Unless something directly affects them, right, and physically, it seems like the human brains aren't to the point yet where their intent isn't interested in anything other than what they already know, learned from their parents and the religions and the scientific community and the educational community. It's just a crazy place right now, that it could be super poisoned or very worse any day. It's just like, you never know what's going to happen. They're almost like what people would call insane, the ones that have these powers at their hands that can do so much damage to the earth. And we've already seen and heard things about like previous existences on earth, like Atlantis and like Lumeria and effects of what they caused to happen to themselves, and even planets that have blown themselves to pieces. It's just so amazing. And then we have this physical realm. You never know what's going to happen, because the sun itself can have what's called a supernova. It could blow up any instant too. So it's right like now that everything's so important to get this real guidance and real education, so they don't have to come back for countless lives of suffering and being controlled and all of this stuff that seems to be going on Earth. The poisoning, can they invent more ways to make mankind suffer more and more and more for their delight? Is that these authoritarians, brutalitarians' goal, is to just get people to suffer as much as possible without exterminating them? They just prefer to make it worse and worse and worse for everybody. So anyway,
real guides have a unique position at this era here, because they do have an opportunity to influence creation. I mean, the idea is to make your way out of creation, and let creation be what it is. But it's gotten to the point where even the people who are becoming more aware, it's hard on them, and they don't like it. You know, so that the real guides are stepping in to do a lot of it's unseen, but it comes down to agreement, like who's going to agree to wake up and to really do something to help the planet, you know, instead of just relying on other people, the politicians or the environmental groups or whatever. And it's more than recycling cans, you know, it's seeing the bigger picture and using your intent, really, to really want to do something to wake up and better the situation and contribute.
Yeah. And then we have this stuff about dreams and experiences there that aren't this physical stuff so much, but I guess it's still part of the psych realms. A bunch of it still is connected to the psychic stuff. Oh, I was just looking at something I wrote down. Yes, Dwayne said this about the new you, and how it actually rewires, I guess this is just an example, the human brain set, mindset, sort of like a new brain, by testing this new you sound. So that's what's being offered and shared in the hopes that, well, I don't know about hopes. If the real guides are having anyone listen to this to find out for themselves by testing it, it may be the most important thing that has come to you in this lifetime. Such an important gift to become more aware about what life's all about and what is a way to get to the place called real universes, which is, I guess, a viewpoint, a universal position, where you don't have to have any physical senses anymore, and that you're a free being.
It's not just the idea of the isness or the real universes, but it's actually doing it. You talk about doing it, focusing on recognizing this isness and not just the idea of it, because people have ideas about things and then they just say, oh, okay, I know about it. So intellectually they think they know, oh, I know about the is. But the idea is different than the actuality of it. So that's why we encourage people to, you'll know when you meet it, because it's so real. It's more real than anything you've experienced. And you know it's real because you just know. It's not even a knowingness, but it's a recognition that will be, it's just, what can you say? It's real, you know. So it's different than the intellectual idea part of it. It's, a lot of people are into, especially the New Age movement and the spiritual movements. They know this, and a lot of them that come to this too. They read Dwayne's books and they think, oh, I got it. You know, I know what he's talking about. But they don't yet until they stepped in and really, you know, beyond themselves and what they think it is. And that takes a lot of courage and risk-taking and cleverness and creativity and imagination. It takes everything you got and more so. That's where humility comes in, because you kind of let it go to the guides. You let it, because they're there to pick up the pieces, so to speak, and help you along and point the way, show you what you need to, what's next for you. So it's humility. You think you know it, you don't. Because the more awareness you get, this you see, the more you don't know, you know, that you've heard that. But it's really true with awareness, especially, because it's, life is so big. All you can do is just contribute and do the best you can. Get on your own adventure, take the risk, sing the new you. Listen to this show, it tells it like it is.
Thanks, pal. I just noticed I wrote down something that Dwayne had said. It goes, the greatest challenge lies in the discovery of the real awareness of each person, and then the plan to escape the dark lords, the political rulers, and the gods of man into real universes of pure freedom. That must be quite a difference as a comparison to being in this earth consciousness, awareness about what's going on, becoming aware of all the things that are being done here on earth, compared to what's called pure freedom. That was very helpful for me. I was just thinking that what we're discussing today, it helps me become more aware too of trying to understand this challenge the discovery of the real awareness. That's just like a child, I guess, trying to learn to do anything, walk, talk, do things. Well, I guess unless you have something else you'd like to mention to everybody today, Val, we'll sing the new you.
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you, Tim, for the show. It's great.
Yeah, thanks for making it happen again.
Mm-hmm.
New you. Wonderful. We'll see ya.
Okay. Bye-bye.